Well, we know that people love to decorate for Christmas. In fact, I'm sure at each one of your homes, whether a little bit or a lot, inside and out, we would find Christmas decorations. Now, in addition to the trees and the lights, inflatable snowmen, everything's inflatable today, isn't it? There's a lot of people who put out nativity scenes. In fact, we've got one right here. Got a scene over here and got baby Jesus to my left here. Of course, with the nativity scene, there's the stable, there's the animals, the wise men, the angels, Mary and Joseph. But we know that the most important part of a nativity scene is Jesus in the manger. Last month, just seconds before I started the service at Kennard, a little 7-year-old boy named Maverick came up to me and asked the following question. Was God ever a kid? Was God ever a kid? I thought I must have stepped into a candid camera episode of Stump the Pastor. That's a hard question to answer, even if you had a lot of time, let alone right before service starts. Or maybe I'd embodied the Art Link letter, and it was time for kids to say the darndest things. I wasn't sure what was happening. But the Holy Spirit quickly kicked in with the answer. I told Maverick, yes, God was a kid because Jesus is God and Jesus was a kid. I don't know if he fully understood the answer, but he seemed satisfied and went back and set the rest of the service with his family. Now, the fact that the Bible tells us that there is one God in three persons is not easy to comprehend as adults, right? Let alone a 7-year-old kid. As believers, we know that God left heaven and came to earth in the person of Jesus. As a kid, specifically as a baby. Most of you, some of you that were here last night saw the nativity, the live nativity. You got to experience the Christmas message even from the Bible. And then all of us have seen Charlie Brown's Christmas. And so if you've ever seen that, you've got the message of Jesus coming and the nativity scene and all that. But I want my sermon today, my message today, to be a little bit different. Instead of going to the nativity scene, I want to look for Jesus before that event. I want to start with this question. Where was Jesus before he was in the manger? Where was Jesus before he was in the manger? So I asked myself, where's Jesus in the Old Testament? Well, the Old Testament describes appearances of a divine messenger referred to as the angel of the Lord, who speaks with authority. Those appearances are interpreted by Christians as being the pre-incarnate appearances of Jesus. Pre-incarnate meaning before human form. Now, there's examples throughout the Bible, throughout the Old Testament. I found in my Bible some 78 times it either mentions the angel of the Lord or references, infers that was the angel of the Lord. In other words, Jesus, pre-incarnate. But here's one I'll read to you from Genesis chapter 16. It says this, starting in verse 7. The angel of the Lord found Hagar beside a spring of water in the wilderness along the road to Shur. The angel said to her, Hagar, Sarai's servant, where have you come from and where are you going? She said, I'm running away from my mistress Sarai. Well, the angel of the Lord said to her, return to your mistress and submit to her authority. Then he added, I will give you more descendants than you can count. And the angel said, also, you are now pregnant and will give birth to a son. You are to name him Ishmael, which means God hears, for the Lord has heard your cry of distress. There's other examples. Let me just refer to a couple more here. The angel that stopped Abraham from sacrificing his son Isaac. You probably remember that story. Abraham was told that if he loved God, he would sacrifice his one and only son. And you can imagine what that must have been like for Abraham to even imagine that. But he was faithful. He took him up on a mountain, gathered sticks, laid his son on the altar, ready to sacrifice him with the knife in his hand. And just as he is about ready to come down, the Bible says, an angel cried out, saying, "Abraham, Abraham, don't lay a hand on the boy. Now I know that you fear God." And so his son was saved. That angel was the pre-incarnate Jesus. And then we all remember, you've seen the Ten Commandments, right? Charlton Heston. And the burning bush scene, the voice that comes out of that, that's the pre-incarnate Jesus. The divine being is also seen as the Lord who guided the Israelites out of Egypt and the one who sustained them with manna from heaven. So in other words, Jesus is all throughout the Old Testament. Long before Jesus was away in a manger, the Bible also then references symbols and foreshadows of Jesus. Let me give you some examples of that. There's the Passover lamb. That foreshadows Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You might also remember while the children of Israel were wandering in the wilderness, there was manna that fell from heaven, a bread-like, some type of a substance. Anyhow, that symbolizes Jesus being the bread of life. And then we have Joshua. Joshua was the commander of the Lord's army, and he's seen as a type of Christ who brings about salvation. And then finally, there's the high priest mentioned throughout the Old Testament specifically, who interceded for the people, and he's seen as a type of Jesus, who is our great high priest. So Jesus is all throughout the Old Testament. That's where he was before he was in the manger. Well, believe it or not, he was also somewhere before the Old Testament. Even before all that, the Apostle John answered the question, "Where is Jesus?" He answered it in his opening line of his writings. And here's what it says. "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." The New Testament identifies the Word, that's capital W, the Word who was with God in the beginning and through whom all things were made, as being Jesus. Jesus was before the Old Testament. He is in the Old Testament. So Jesus is all over. But maybe you're asking this question, where is Jesus in your life during this holiday? Where is Jesus in your loneliness? Where is Jesus in your loss? Where is Jesus in your loss of peace, loss of hope, loss of finances, and some people, loss of health? Well, I want to answer the question of where is Jesus, and here it is. Get ready to write it down. There is Jesus. There is Jesus. Jesus is in the waiting. He's in the searching. He's in the healing, and he's in the hurting. Jesus is there. Every minute, every moment, Jesus is there. Where you've been and where you're going, Jesus is there. Folks, even when you didn't know it or couldn't see it, Jesus is there. Maybe for some of you, life is going great and you're up on the mountaintop. Well, hallelujah, Jesus is there. But maybe you're in the valley. Just know Jesus is there too. Worse yet, maybe you're in the fire or in the flood, but there is Jesus. Always is, always was. You are never walking alone. Jesus is always there. I actually have another country song to share with you today. This is not on a gospel album of country artists. This is something that's been played on country radio since 2019 when it was released. It's not a Christmas song. I'll say more about that. It's certainly not your familiar, cherished, decades-old Christmas carol. And it's not even one of the newer Christmas songs, modern Christmas songs, like Mary, Did You Know? In fact, I probably can't imagine any radio station playing the song we're going to hear in a little bit as part of the season's celebration of Jesus. And yet, the song is a wonderful message about the baby in the nativity scene. But he's long gone from the manger. He is with us. He is God with us. And like one of the songs we sang, he is Emmanuel. So the song I've chosen for today is called There Was Jesus. And it's sung by Dolly Parton and Zach Williams. So let me read the lyrics before we get to listening to the song at the end. Every time I tried to make it on my own, every time I tried to stand and start to fall, and all those lonely roads I've traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing down to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. There was Jesus. I don't know, maybe some of you can relate to that in your life. Life is not always about being easy. And then, of course, there's loneliness that can happen even when we're surrounded by people. Well, the lyrics go on to say this. For this man who needs amazing kind of grace, for forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay. I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. There was Jesus. And when I look at that verse, I'm thinking, okay, amazing grace. Hey, we're all familiar with that song. We could probably sing the words by heart. Wouldn't even have to look it up in the hymn book. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a, help me, a wretch like me, like you. You know, I, in my lifetime, 70 years old now, I don't think I've ever called someone a wretch. I don't know that I ever said the word other than singing the song. And so it occurred to me, I don't even know what a wretch is exactly. Doesn't sound good. So I looked it up in the dictionary. And here's the definition. A wretch is someone that's a deplorably unfortunate person, or it's an unhappy person, or even a person of despicable character. That's what the song is saying. I once was that. You once were that. That verse also talks about the fact that it's a forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay. Well, let's think about the richest person in the world, Elon Musk. He doesn't have a big enough checkbook to write out enough zeros to cover the price that it costs. We can't pay the price. And then it even mentions in that verse, I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. Welcome to the club of not being perfect. The lyrics go on to say this. On the mountain, in the valleys, in the shadow of the alleys, there was Jesus. In the fire, in the flood, there was Jesus. And then here's how the song ends. Always is, always was. No, I never walk alone. You are always there. I remember hearing at a young age that you should never say never. You should never say always. And I guess that makes a lot of sense because life is unpredictable. How can we know something is never or always? That phrase of not saying never or always was actually attributed to an old-time Hollywood actress, Grace Kelly. I had no idea she famously said that line. And that is true that we shouldn't use those two words, except, like in the song and in our Bible, we know that always and never apply to God. God is always with us. And it says, we are never alone. That's what the word tells us. When God introduced himself to Moses, Moses said, well, what's your name? And he actually gave his name as I am. Not I was, not I will be, but I am. God is I am past, present, and future. In fact, the fact that there's never a place we can go to be away from God, if you remember, I even referred to Psalm 139 a few sermons ago, and it talks about how David said, well, I'm here and you're there, but I'm down here and you're there. I'm over here and you're there. I'm over here and you're there. David says, there's no way I can get away from you. Again, that last of the song says that God always is, always was. The fact that, no, I never walk alone because you are always there. Message isn't real long this morning, so let me finish up with this, and then I'll pray, and then we'll listen to the song. So I don't know if we need to, whoever's going to tell. I don't know who all is back there. If you're ever wondering where Jesus is, you now know the answer. There is Jesus. Wherever you are, there he is. You can look for him, but even if you don't see him or feel him, he is there. And I hope this reminder of knowing Jesus is always with you is the greatest Christmas gift you'll receive this year. Amen? Let me pray, and then we'll key up the song and listen to that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you being the Word. We thank you for the Word you've given us to read in print. We thank you for the Word you've given us in that message that's been delivered today and in the song we're about to hear. So, Lord, let us don't forget ever those three words. There is Jesus. And my prayer is in that name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, Aaron, when you're ready to play it.